مارك السهابة The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة
نکاح عقد مسنو دکھے دل کا مرہم نکاح عقد مسنو دکھے دل کا مرہم یہ فرما گئے ہے رسول مکرم یہ فرما گئے ہے رسول مکرم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم. Wednesday morning on our program, The Bliss of Marriage. It's a beautiful morning here in Johannesburg. Arafat bin Ibrahim Hatia is the name. Of course, my beloved engineer this morning will be none other than Haji Sulaiman Esop, the man in blue. This morning, blue and white stripes. He will be with me from now till 12-ish. We still making dua that Allah Ta'ala bless him. What a beautiful spouse, inshallah. Ameen, 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 ya Rabbul Alameen. Yeah, well, he is the man in blue. Blue socks, blue jeans, blue kurta, blue stripes. I don't know what's up with him on this beautiful morning. But nevertheless, let's welcome our wonderful listeners of Sirius FM. Haji Faisal Asmal and Hafiz Yusuf Asmal in company. Let's welcome our wonderful listeners of Markaz Sahaba, The Voice of Ahlus Sunnah Wal Jama'ah. Remember, our WhatsApp number is 084-786-3132. International overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132. Yes, it is today, the 16th of November, 2022. 2023 is around the corner, my beloved listeners of Markaz Sahaba, corresponding to the 21st of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1444. Let's welcome our beloved, honorable, respected Fadilatul Ustad. Ustad, welcome to the Bliss of Marriage. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam. Ma'fadat. وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم وعرفات جزاك الله خيرا.
Ustad, a listener wants to know, please Mufti Saab, I would like to know what can be read after marriage to incur the blessings of Allah. Ustad, anonymous from Welcome.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Before I respond to the question, yesterday I went to Mulpa Clinic. My cousin Faisal Sharif Noor, so his house is there in King Rose Business Day in Trichardt. So his son Zafar, who met up in an accident, so he's quite seriously ill. Make dua for him that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala grant our Zafar, he's only 24 years old, complete shifa.
Ameen.
And Allah grant him shifa kamil, ajil, mustamir. Similarly, so many hundreds, thousands of other people in the world are sick and ill. So make dua for all of them. One is we make dua, we read Surah Fatiha, we read Ya Salamu, and take their names if we know their name. Otherwise, just say Ya Allah, grant them all Shifa-e Kamil, complete speedy recovery. Similarly, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us Da'u marudakum bis sadaqah. The hadith is mentioned in Abba Imam Abu Dawood in his work The Marasil, that on behalf of those people who are ill and sick, you the ummah, you should give out some charity. This charity is voluntary charity in cash or kind, whether it is a packet of biscuits or whether it is money or whether it is clothing, whatever it is. and you can give it to any poor person, Muslim, non-Muslim. So daily we should try and form this habit. We give something to somebody, and in that way they make multiple intentions. Allah Jalla Wala grant us all tawfiq and the ability, capacity to practice on it. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen.
So Ustaz, is it permissible?
I didn't answer the question. Right, the question was that after the marriage, so now we want some barakah and blessing. So that was the question. So remember the sunnah dua. I performed the nikah. I was present there, and Mohana Arafat performed the nikah, for example, or whoever. And now we meet the groom. So man to man, women to women. So the sunnah dua, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, Barakallahu lak, wa barakallahu alaik, wa jama'a baynakuma fil khair. Allah Jalla wala grant you barakah, blessings from all sides. And Allah keep you, O husband and wife, newly wedded couple, in khair and goodness at all times, all places, all circumstances. The hadith is mentioned in Abu Dawood. Now here it is one word. We need to wonder, ponder and reflect over it. So what is that barakah? What is the meaning of barakah? Al-ashya'ul qalila wal-man. Your house might be small, but the benefit is so much. Your money might be little bit, but the benefit is so much. Your time is so limited, but Allah gave you so much you can do. So that you call barakah and blessing. And with that, keep on reading. Ya wadudu, ya wadudu, ya wadud. It's virtually two strangers coming together. You don't know one another's habits. So cry, beg, petition Almighty Allah. Ya Allah, you create the love, the bond within us between husband and wife. And always read, you husband, you wife, Surah chapter 25, verse 74. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata ayun. Oh, beloved Allah, grant us such spouses and such children and offspring that are the coolness of the eyes.
Somebody says here, Ustad, I do apologize about that, Ustad, I thought you answered. Somebody says, is it permissible for a girl's parents, Mufti Saab, to demand that she obtain a divorce from her husband? For whatever reason, Ustad.
Remember that when a girl gets married, the hadith is very, very clear that in Abu Dawood, Tirmidhi, Ibn Majah, Mishkat, Musnad Ahmad, La nikaha illa biwaliyin, that you cannot get married except with the consent of the guardian, and the person who has the biggest authority, greatest authority over her, the daughter, is the biological father. So you must be happy, sister, daughter. Your father must be happy, Muslim father, and then the nikah will proceed and so forth. Now the nikah took place after 6 months, 1 year, 2, 3, 4, 5 years. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. Now the father is saying, or the daughter is saying, they want out from this nikah. So now we must always look at what Quran Sharif teaches us. وَسُلْحُ خَيْرٍ. Remember that reconciliation is the best. So hamara kam jorna hai, na ke torna. Our aim must be to make the home and not to break the home. So always remember that. So you, the woman, if you are asking for a talaq and divorce, and the grounds you are citing is not valid in Sharia, then he, Habibuna, Rahmatul Lil Alameen, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was a mercy, exclusive mercy to the entire creation, said, Hunnal Munafiqat, that such women are munafiq, they are hypocrites, that min bayghayri ba'sin, they don't have a valid reason, and they want to ask for talaq and break the home and so that, for haramun alayha or alayhinna al-jannah. So go open Mishkat Sharif, you will find this type of a hadith. Then jannat and paradise becomes haram on them, meaning they won't enter jannah and paradise initially. Yes, eventually they will enter because of iman and Islam and so forth and so on. So in this hadith also you will see that divorce is detested, hated, and we should not become using it as the first option. authentic hadith in Abu Dawood, he, Habibuna, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Abaghadul halali ilallahi at-talaq. The most detested and thing which is hated by Almighty Allah but is permissible as a last resort, and that is talaq. So then it must be used like that as a last resort. So what are the valid grounds and what are the invalid grounds? Let's just give you 2-3 examples. The husband is daily, every day, every week, busy with drugs, alcohol. He's hitting his wife, assaulting his wife, battering her, and so forth. Then when he becomes sober and so forth, then he apologizes, he begs for forgiveness. But it's going on every week, every month like that. So in a case like that, I always say, you must report him to the police and let the police put him, place him in prison. What can we do? You come to me, you go to the jamiats, you go here. We got no executive power. We only have consultation and consultative power. We can only advise you. So you must remember, in that case there, if the lady files and applies for divorce, then it is permissible for her. One. Second one is this Mota. Now he's tired of his wife. His wife is now no more looking like the 1-liter bottle. She looks like the 5-liter bottle now. Because because now she has given birth to 3, 4, 5 children. So obviously there will be changes in the body and so forth of the lady. So he no more finds her so attractive. Her body is blown up a little bit and so forth. So now he's busy with his secretary. Then he's busy with other women on the chat line. He's busy with the porn sites and so forth. And he wants to have affair with these ladies, sleep with the street ladies, prostitutes. So remember that such type of people, Surah 24, verse number 26, Surah Nur, Allah Jalla Wala classifies that type of men and women, al-khabithatu lil-khabithin, wal-khabithuna lil-khabithat, the immoral for the impure for the immoral. You wife, you are tayyiba, you are pure and chaste. In cases like that, we will say you should not fulfill his conjugal relationship and you shouldn't be sleeping with him. Tomorrow, because of his rifle being damaged, you will get AIDS, you will get sexually transmitted diseases. So in cases like that, if you file for divorce, talaq, there wouldn't be sin upon you. So these are the examples where it is permissible. Now, second one will be where it's not permissible. For example, the husband is shouting her that, you know, come on, wake up for salat and so forth. Or the husband is telling her, wear decent clothes, modest clothes. Or the husband tells her, there's no TV in our house and so forth. Or there's no, you're not going to use the phone that got WhatsApp and so forth. So now she is very uptight about this and upset about it. And her parents also are siding with her. Why mustn't she have a TV? Why mustn't she have a phone with WhatsApp and so forth? So in let's get talaq and no, there you are not justified to ask and file for divorce. So we have to take every case on its merit and understand, not just make emotional decisions.
Allahu Akbar. Ustaz, on that same question, I think the mother is responding to you. She says that, why doesn't our daughter tell Mufti AK the truth? He took a second wife and now he's making my daughter to suffer, Mufti Sab. And she has a 9-month-old baby. He spends more time with that second wife. And my daughter is just too afraid of him. She's only 25. We are very angry as parents. Ustad.
See, Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala has given us all the solution. He, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, elaborates and expounds and explains the verses that are revealed and so forth. Let's go to Quran Sharif and see. Allah Jalla Wala says in Surah 4, Chapter 4, Surah Nisa, verse number 3, Mathna wa Thulatha wa Ruba. The Muslim man, you can take 2 wives, 3 wives, 4 wives, But is this carte blanche or are there conditions? Obviously, there are conditions attached. So Allah Ta'ala mentions, فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ, and if you, the husband, you fear, أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا, you can't do justice to your 2, 3, 4 wives, then فَوَاحِدَا, then one wife only, old is gold. So you must stick and stay with your first wife. So yeah, this person had his good time, everything with his first wife. Now she gave birth, baby is 9 months old, and being breastfed and so forth. But as I said, maybe now she's not so attractive for him. She's a little bit blown up. He says, no, now I'm no more interested. He's a rich, wealthy man. So now he takes a second wife and so forth. And he's no more doing justice, which is obvious from the question. So for Almighty Allah teaches us in the Noble Quran, chapter 16, Surah Nahl, the B, verse 44, وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرَ, we reveal to you, Ya Rasulullah, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this reminder. So what must you do? The Quran Sharif is revealed. So you, now the wahi is coming to you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ, you must explain in detail to humanity what is revealed to them. The Quran is هُدَلْ لِلنَّاسِ, constitution for humanity. And وَلَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ, they must wonder, ponder and reflect. So he, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, elaborated the hadith, authentic, Abu Dawood, Tirmidhi, Musnad Ahmad, various compilations. Man kanat lahu imra'atan, that where the husband has two wives, where the husband has two wives, two is example, can be 3, 4, wa ma'ala ila ihdahuma, and is favoring one over the other, like in this case here, according to the question, more time, more orders, more this, and he forgot all the sacrifices the first wife made. And ja'a yawm al-qiyamah, that person will come on the day of qiyamah, wa shiqquhu saqit, and his whole body will be bent towards one side. He'll be disgraced, ala ru'usil khalaik, in front of the entire human race. So that is Quran Sharif and Sunnah Mubarakah. So for a Muslim husband to take second, third, fourth wife, there are conditions. He must have the financial means to look after them. So second one, he must have the physical means to fulfill their rights and so forth. Third one, he must do justice. There can't be brazen and blatant favoritism. And in this case, according to the question, that is what it seems. So you, my brother, you have become the zalim, the oppressor. Your first wife crying, she has a baby, 9 months old, and you're supposed to be helping, but you're not helping anything. You're busy parking the whole time there by your second wife, it seems. So now, so every tears of her, every time she cries, so what Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, اتَّقِ دَعْوَةَ الْمَظْلُومِ, beware of the bad, B-A-D, of the bad dua of the oppressed, of the bad dua, same spelling. So of the oppressed person, in this case your first wife is oppressed, فَلَيْسَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ اللَّهِ حِجَابٍ, between her and the oppressed person and Almighty Allah, there is no curtain, no veil. The duas are completely, totally accepted of the oppressed person and instantly, immediately. So therefore, brother, you have to sort things out. Now, when you, daughter, and your parents, your child is masoom, he or she won't understand things now. So where do we stand? So this is my 2 cents advice. You must stay in that marriage. Remember this. Why must you stay in this marriage? Because a masoom child is involved. Number 2 is this. You turn more and more to Almighty Allah. Cry to Almighty Allah. Allah can change the hearts anytime. Second one is this. When you're alone with your husband and is in a good mood, not in front of anybody. So yeah, if the baby is there, the 9 month old is fine. So remember, you must explain to him that, see, You left your parents' home. You left your siblings. You left the place of your birth. You made all the sacrifices. Allah blessed you with a beautiful, handsome son and a beautiful daughter. And now, instead of making shukr to Allah, you go and do this. And then you don't do with justice and so forth. So are you really thanking Allah, or are you making kufran and ni'mat, ungrateful to Allah? So inshallah, you start ta'aleem, you give out charity, you start making dua tahajjud time. You can't wake up in the early part of the morning before sleeping, read two rakats also, and cry to Allah. Many a time we know that the marriages were right on the rocks, the husband on the docks, but today if you look at them, then they are very, very happy couple. And 90% of the time, I'm in this field with Allah's help for more than 40 years. So I saw this happening, that when the husband falls ill, and now he's seriously ill, then the first wife, she will be there to put the zambak, to give the massage, all that. Second wife, she's busy with the mascara. She's busy with the lipstick. She's busy with all her makeup and all these kind of things. Yeah. So sister, Allah Ta'ala has ajeeb, strange ways that He will start making qadr and appreciating you more and more. So my advice is to you, sister who's married, and to your parents, don't break this marriage and don't ever go for talaq. That child is involved. Always remember that. There's a ma'soom child involved, so the child should be the binding factor and not the breaking factor. That is my advice to all parties concerned.
Allahu Akbar. Somebody says here, Ustaz, that can one cut off ties with one's mother if you feel that she has wronged you? She is an elderly woman who has lost her husband recently. And what are the mother's rights over the sons and daughters, Ustaz?
I give you one Quranic verse and I give you one Hadith Sharif, and that will answer all your queries. The Quran Sharif, Surah 47, Surah chapter 47, and that is Surah Muhammad, named after the Master Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Verses 22-23. Now you son, you flying high, you got your degrees and you are going overseas and you got a good job, a good business, and you're a professional. Now you feel your mother is treating you badly. So what Allah says, chapter 47, verses 22-23, in tawallaytum, when you have authority, and tufsidu fil ardi, you cause mischief, mayhem, chaos on this earth, وَتُقَطِّئُ أَرْحَامَكُمْ, and you sever ties, family ties. This is your mother, you the son, you the daughter, and you want to cut off ties with her. You forgot all the sacrifices she made. You forgot that now your father or your stepfather passed away. So when you do that, O son, O daughter, you sever ties with your biological mother. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهِ, those are the people Allah Ta'ala curses them. What's the meaning of la'ana, curse? Al-ib'ad and rahmatillahi ta'ala. You are deprived of the special mercy of Almighty Allah. Allah's mercy is for everybody, but for the true Muslims, Allah Ta'ala sends His special mercy. So that you are deprived of that. فَأَصَمَّهُمْ, Allah makes them spiritually deaf. When they speak of money, they speak of commission, that your ears will open. But you speak of Quran, you speak of Sunnah, you speak of Deen and Islam, then you won't understand, you become deaf. Spiritually dead and deaf. وَأَعْمَى أَبْصَارَهُمْ, and spiritually blind. You won't be able to draw a distinction, dichotomy between haq and batil, between truth and falsehood. So that is Quran, my brother. Second one, that the Hadith Sharif, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam addressing the children, me and you. If our parents are alive, you must always show them love. You must always show them respect. Then he, Rahmatul Lil Alameen, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, wa in dhulama, wa in dhulama, wa in dhulama. Thrice the Master alayhi salam said, even if they are doing wrong, you children, grandchildren, you must show them respect and love. Go open Al-Adabul Mufrad of Imam Bukhari rahimahullah. You will find this type of ahadith in the chapter of Birrul Walidain. Do good to your parents. Next one in Mishkat, Al-Jannatu inda rijliha, Al-Jannatu tahta aqdam al-ummahat. Jannat and paradise lies under the feet of your mother. So if one week your mother told you nonsense, you are this, so now you want to cut off ties with your mother? You forgot she carried you for 9 months? You forgot she gave her life for you when she went through labor pain to give birth to you? You forgot she breastfed you for 6 months, 1 year, 2 years? You forgot how she brought you up? And she never ate till you ate? All the things, all the musty and all the mischief used to carry out, all that you forgot. And that is called, you must remember, selective amnesia. Why you want to cut off ties with your mother? Because your wife is telling you so. Because your ego is telling you so. Because Lucifer and Satan and Shaitan's awlad is telling you that. So are you doing the right or wrong? Habibuna rahmatul lil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, kullu dhanbin in sha'afa anhu wa in sha'adhaba. Every sin a person commits and perpetrates, it is the prerogative of Allah alone. Either he forgives or either he punishes. That person there, illa uquq al-walidain, except when you break the hearts of your parents, you disobey them, you rebel against them. Fa inna Allah yu'ajjilu uquubatahu li sahibihi fil hayati qabla mawtihi. You carry on like that, then Allah will crush you. The punishment, chastisement will come to you immediately in this world before death overtakes you. Believe you, my brother, I'm in my mid-60s. We saw a lot of things in life. In my own family, I saw that people were rebellious to their parents and how their empire crumbled in front of them, how their marriages failed, how their children treat them. So because how they were treating, you must remember, their parents. So you go to your mother, kiss her hand. She's wrong and you right. You still apologize to her. Allah. If you have iman, Haq. If you are a true Muslim, if you shaitan, then we can only make dua for you.
Allahu Akbar. Beautiful answer, Ustad. I see this one of the listeners says that Mufti Saab, his brother Suleiman fixed. There is a lady who's 44 years old. She's prepared to make his khidmat to start.
She's prepared to make his khidmat, but we don't know if Suleiman is prepared to make her khidmat. Because Suleiman is 35, 36, and now she's 44. So now we have to speak to Suleiman Mota. Then Suleiman Mota has to make istikhara. Then Suleiman Mota has to speak to his mother. Father is marhum. Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus. Then he's got two sons. They're there by their mother. Holiday time, they'll come by him, December and so forth. So we will speak to Suleiman Mota. And inshallah, Mohan Arafat, the number, just keep it there. Yeah. Keep it, write it down, and you can send it to Suleiman Mota. So we'll see now. We don't know whether he's agreeing or what. You see, nowadays, I read a nice saying yesterday. Uh-huh. In life, you hear a nice saying. You know, this morning I gave you one, Molana.
Did you use that?
Yeah. I told you that the person went to Dubai and he saw the Pakistanis were all having tea in the saucer, you know. So he say, "Kya hua, what's happening?" He say, "No, the England guys came, they took all the cups away." Yes. So we, Pakistan, lost the cricket and England won. So a nice saying, you see. So now somebody sent me a saying this morning, say, Mufti, you don't understand. Today the woman and her family, in most cases, not all, they don't want a husband, B-A-N-D. They want a husband, B-A-N-K. Ah, that is the big problem nowadays, you see. You see. So these are all issues we are grappling with nowadays. So I can't say anything. Suleiman Mota Shifai is here. He's engineering. So he's smiling. Maybe I don't know. So we must know the history, the geography of the lady also. Then if there's chemistry between them, then inshallah we perform his nikah. Never mind 2023. In 2022 we perform his nikah. Inshallah, Aziz.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. The listener says, Khidmat Khuda Mirtai Ustad. Somebody says, you see, Mufti AK, I worked so hard for my husband, for my husband's business. And shukran, alhamdulillah, Allah has blessed us now. And now he married a young, poor girl, Mufti Saab. She's only 21. So now all of a sudden, she's coming up in life with my husband's wealth. I make dua, she dies, or he dies. I'm upset, Mufti Saab. What is your fatwa? I'm still beautiful and I still put makeup. Ustad.
So you, let's use this as a case study. When you married him, you were 19, 20, 21, and then you grew up in your marriage, then you helped him in the shop business, you made so much sacrifice. Now when you got 2-3 children, you're married 12, 15 years, so he says now you're out of shape and that. He says like that. You say you're still attractive and beautiful, but he says, no, okay, teacher, not so good now, you see. So now, kullu jadidin laziz is a saying in Arabic, a proverb. Every novelty, every new thing is a very delicious thing, is very tasty. So now he's 40 years old, he's 30, 35 years old. So he went to look for a young tart, you see, 20, 21 years old, and she's a poor girl. So as far as she's concerned, she hit the jackpot, you must remember that. She said, my dua got accepted, and so forth. So again, the same problem is this, that you must remember that is he doing justice or not? That if truth be told, 80%, you must remember, of the Muslim men who are married to 2, 3, 4 wives, South Africa, Africa, and the whole world, they don't do justice. And that's a major, major sin, because every day your one wife is crying, and because of the zulm and oppression. So therefore, that is where you are. Second one is this, now you're making dua that she must die or he must die. That's wrong. You can't make that dua. You must make this dua, Ya Allah, grant us all afiyah, grant us all safety, security, happiness and joy and so forth and so on. You also must realize one thing, and this is, I need to be honest here. In our Muslim society today, South Africa, Africa, wherever you go, the woman, the wife, if the husband commits adultery, go sleep with this lady, that lady, once a month, 2 times, all that, then she knows she'll just turn a blind eye sometimes. You must remember. But if he wants to do it the halal way, then that becomes a big story. Then you want to make dua that she must die, the second wife, or he must die, and so forth. So that's wrong. You must remember that. What he has to do is, he has to do justice to you. And whatever belongs to you, whether in the house, whether in the business, all that he must give to you. Why? Because that is what you worked for, and that is what is yours. She can't be taking your things and so forth in the shop or in the house or whatever, and enjoying it without your permission and consent and so forth. Understand, our Islam is called what? What is it called? Deen. Inna deena indallah al-Islam. And what is the day judgment called? The day of justice. You read every day, what is it called? Maliki yawmiddin. So remember, Islam stands for political justice, social justice, economic justice. That is one of the unique features, characteristics of Islam. So you can't object on him getting married if he is doing justice. But if he's not doing justice, then obviously you must remember, you must object and can object and should object. So that is how we should understand the deen. To say they all must die, he and his wife, they're going in a car, and you're making dua, Ya Allah, let them meet up in an accident, and let them both get injured badly, let them both die. And that's not right, sister. So we must remember these things. Yeah, that is now emotion. solutions. Therefore, in Islam, we said, make mashura with the woman, but don't let them make the decision. When they make the decision, then it is based most of the time on emotions. They say, nusiba, you understand? It is said, and that Sayyidina Umar said so. But whether it's true or not true, we have to verify it. But nusiba, we say, that it is attributed to Sayyidina Umar Amirul Mu'mineen. He used to say, shawiru hunna, make mashura with the wives. And then, wakhalifu hunna, do the opposite. So sometimes I just play fools, you know. So we got a lot of time. So I'm driving, my wife is there. So I'm lost. I tell her, what you think, left or right? She say, left. I turn right, you see. I say, Sayyidina Umar said, we must make mashura with you, the ladies, and do opposite of it. So you must. But it wasn't all the time, just sometimes. You know, husband-wife relationship, how it goes, yeah. So that is where we are, sisters. So you should understand these things properly also.
Ustad is a student of Deen who farig 2 years ago from Azadville, and she says that a lot of ulama knows our beloved Sheikh Hazrat Maulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein, Hafidhullah. She's very broken. She says, my past hurts are like wounds that have healed, but the scars leave a bad sensation that bother me sometimes. But I do feel like I've gotten over it. Please advise me, Ustad, student of Deen.
Sister, that first advice I'll give you, my daughters, my sisters, always consider yourself a student. Remember that. See, today is Wednesday. So, last week Sunday, one lawyer there in Darul Zakaria, he asked me in English, so, you know, in front of everybody, that you still come every Wednesday here. I said, I must come. So this type of thing, I remain a student of Hazrat Mufti Sahib over my whole life. We indebted to Hazrat. Tonight I can't go because Hazrat and them are going there. There's a green side or wherever to build the new masjid there. So therefore, but one of the other days in the week, I'll go inshallah. So you, my sister, that whole story of Alima, just take all that out of the head. So because many a time the marriage breaks, because why? I'm a Alima and you're a Jahil and you are so. And then now the woman, they grow the horns, you see. And then the husband feels undermined and so forth. Then he flips it. Maybe he swears her, maybe hits her also, Allah forbid. So whatever you went through, my sister, remember Quran Sharif is giving us always solace. What is the Quran saying? You know the surah, فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْأُسْرِ يُسْرًا إِنَّ مَعَ الْأُسْرِ يُسْرًا. That, if you know the Arabic language, look at the words. فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْأُسْرِ. So usri is with alif lam. Yusra. The yusra don't have alif lam. And then next one, إِنَّ مَعَ الْأُسْرِ يُسْرًا. So لَيْ يَغْلِبَ أُسْرٌ يُسْرَيْن. So one difficulty will not overpower two relief and two bounties of Almighty Allah. So you must remain positive with Almighty Allah. In life we go through difficult times sometimes, but you cry, you turn to Almighty Allah. Now see how Allah Ta'ala motivates us and Almighty Allah inspires us. You must open the Quran, my sister, and study this verse and kiss the Quran and read two rakat salat to shukr. إِيَّعْلَمِ اللَّهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ خَيْرًا. When there is goodness in your heart, you got through Iman, you got through Islam, you got Ikhlas and so forth. You were trying your best in that marriage and whatever, but it ended in talaq or whatever. So you must not say that, no, my life is finished and all. When there's goodness in your heart, and then what happened? So, and then now Allah will give you, يُؤْتِكُمْ خَيْرًا مِمَّا أُخِذَ مِنْكُمْ. Allah will give you something better and superior from that compared to that what is taken away and snatched away from you. So your husband is gone, ex-husband. Maybe your children also are gone. Allah alone knows. And Allah says, وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ. Allah will forgive you. Chapter number 8, Surah Anfal, verse number 70. So the message I want to give you, my daughter, my sister, is this. In life, always remain positive with Almighty Allah. Say and speak to Allah. We have forgotten that lesson today. Today is Wednesday. After Zuhr Salat, read 2 rakat nafil extra. And say, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Dhul Jalali Wal Ikram, Ya Hannanu Ya Mannan. You praise Almighty Allah, Ya Ahadu, Ya Samadu, Lam Yalid, Walam Yulad, وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٍ. You read salawat, salutations, durood sharif upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then you beg Allah ta'ala, and then see what happens. So that is true. So what we do, we just go negative, negative, then is depression, and then we'll end up like, you know, finished now. No. So Islam don't allow that. So that is my man. And every day give out charity also, inshallah. And this ayat, make a note of it. When you're feeling down, Surah 8, verse 70, and La ilaha illa anta subhanak, inni kuntu min zalimin. I know so many ladies, their first marriage was an absolute disaster. But then, mashallah, Allah ta'ala, because they were the oppressed party, they cried to Allah. Now they are married, they're so happy, they have children. So Allah gave them a ni'mal badal, a better replacement. Remember that. So that is my message to you, my sister.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. 16 minutes to 12. We go for an interval. When we come back, inshallah, we will continue with the bliss of marriage. Stay tuned.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah. Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Well, it's exactly now 13 minutes to 12. Somebody says here, Ustad, from overseas, is it Sunnah, Mufti Sahab, Sunnah for the girl to stay by her family after 1 week of marriage? Ustad?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The sunnah is this. After marriage, immediately she should go to her husband's house and the matrimonial home and so forth. And she should spend the night with the husband, and the next day they have the walima. It's not necessary or compulsory that the same night, Laylatul Zifaf, the wedding night, that he, the husband, has to consummate the marriage or so. So that is not compulsory. They can consummate first night, second night, first week, 1 month, whatever it takes, it doesn't matter. But remember this, that that is the proper sunnah way of doing things. But Islam is for all times, all circumstances. Sometimes the husband's house is not ready, or the husband, he himself is not ready. Because why? Yet he wants to take his wife and then spend time with her, but now he's not getting leave and a lot of issues and so forth. So you must remember in a case like that. So now he says, okay, let's wait 1 week and then there'll be rukhsati and so forth. As long as both parties come to an amicable agreement, mutual agreement, it's fine. There's no problem with that. But you must remember to say, no, that I won't pick up my wife now. I'll pick her up next week. I'll pick her up next 1 month. Because that is sunnah. That is wrong. You must remember that. That is only when there are certain circumstances. But in normal circumstances, therefore, Al-Imam al-Shafi was a genius, you know. Al-Imam al-Shafi mentioned one usul, one principle, and he's the first person to write a book on usulul fiqh called Ar-Risala. You the students, you the ulama, if you can procure a copy of Ar-Risala by Imam Muhammad bin Idris al-Shafi'i, and if you get the copy that is muhaqqaq and the tahqiq and edited by Sheikh Ahmad Muhammad Shakir rahimahullah, excellent copy it is. So you must try and procure that copy. So Al-Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah used to say, مَا مِنْ آمِنْ إِلَّا وَقَدْ خُسَّ عَنْهُ الْبَعْضِ. You will never get a general law for everybody in Islam, but there will have to be certain exceptions and certain exclusions. So the law will be that it's best for you to take your wife immediately after the nikah, after the same day or so, like that we say. And for some reason or the other, so this is the exception. If you can't take her now because suddenly a lot of rain came, your house is not ready or whatever, so you say, okay, after 1 week I'll come and so forth. So that will not be the sunnah, the rule. That will be the exception to the rule. So that is how we must understand our deen of Islam. Therefore, when I perform nikah, and if I know the family, then it's fine. But let's say I don't know the family, so I always joke. I ask him, what you doing by? You're making cash and carry or you're making lay-by? You see? Cash and carry means that you're taking your wife now today. Then he'll say, no, no, today. I say, that's the right one. And if you're doing lay-by, that after 1 week, 1 month, some people 3 months, 6 months, then I say, jaiz, but that is not 100% the one that's encouraged. So remember that, we must make sure the wife and husband start living together immediately or as soon as possible. Hunna libasul lakum wa antum libasul lahun. Everything you want, you will find in the Quran Sharif, in the Sunnah Mubarakah, chapter 2, verse 187. The husbands are the garment for the wife. The wife are the clothing for the husband. What it means? When they embrace one another, when they kiss one another, when they fulfill the rights, conjugal rights of one another. So remember, it brings sukoon, it brings peace, it brings tranquility. Litaskunu ilayha. So when you're living separate, how are you going to get all the things there? You can't zoom that. Today they want to zoom everything, you know. So yeah, you can't zoom that. So remember, then وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. Then Allah Ta'ala will bring more and more love and more mercy. So look at the Quran, tartib and sequence. First the sukoon, peace, harmony. Then the mahabba, mawadda, the love. And then the mercy. So that is what we should try and understand.
There's a Memon young sister in Islam saying that Mufti Saab, is blind marriages known as arranged marriages acceptable, as it is neither the boy or the girl's choice? Mufti Saab, I do understand Memon Ustad.
MashaAllah, I Memon gal karota. So, and jo pe namaz jene nikah kariya wa ta ikhi nikah kariya wa. And jo dado ne dadi ne nani ikhi nikah kariya wa. Te ita nikah karna wa jede bacha wa. Koro matlab, I chuna wa, dosa ne dosi, 50 var mor, 100 var mor, ke, ainji chokri, ne manjo chokro, ainjo chokri tini, ne manjo chokro, to pa nikah kari ganna si. So that is how they should get married. So you never understood anything, the listeners of Sirius FM, or the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We all have to become Memon. Why? Now read with me the dua. So we all become Memon. Allahumma, oh beloved Allah, yammin kitabi, yammin kitabi, oh my beloved Allah, grant me my report, my book of deeds in my right hand. When we receive the book of deeds, the report in the right hand, then we're going to Jannah and paradise. Then what Allah Jalla Wala states, ulaika ashabul maymanah. Those are the people, remember, they are the Maimans. Maimans, they got nothing to do with Maiman language. It means they receive the book of deeds in their right hand. And when they receive the book of deeds in their right hand, humul faizun, then they are the successful ones. Surah 90, Surah Balad, that is La Uqsimu Bihad al-Balad, and verse number 18. So remember, and if people receive the book of deeds in the left hand, then for them, they humul khasirun, that they are the failures. Walladina kafaru bi ayatina hum ashabul mash'ama, then they go to Jahannam and the Nar. So therefore, we all must become Maimon, not Maimon language. Receive the book of deeds in the right hand. So the sister is saying that, yeah, arranged marriage, this, that. I think the sister is watching too much Bollywood and Hollywood and Robin Hood. So now you want to study something. Let me give you some statistics, sisters. Sister, then your eyes will open and your heart and brains will open. When you take the Western decadent satanic culture, what they say? They say, no, you must date with one another, you must smooch with one another, sometime make tribal with one another. And if you see today the African culture, how many times I ask them that I'm traveling and that I say, the son is yours? They say, yes. The daughter is yours. I ask, Shatile, you married? They say, no. So I say, how come you made child before? He said, no, we're trying out whether she can give birth or not, you see. So this is how Shaitan plays with people's minds and so forth. So remember that, then they get married after dating, courting, smooching. But now they did almost everything. So what happens is, after 1 year, 2 years, 5 years, then is divorce and finish. So if you look at the divorce rate in non-Muslims, is 60, 70, 80, 90% in some countries. In Islam, what we say, that no dating, no smooching, you can't be alone with one another, and know all that haram. La yakhluwanna rajulun bimra'atin illa wa thalithu ma'a shaitan. When a strange male, strange woman are alone together, the third party there is Satan, is Shaitan. Authentic hadith in Mishkat. Even after your khitbah, even after your engagement, still you can't be alone in Islam. So remember, so when you get married, so we believe in Allah's law. We believe in Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam teaching us what is best for us. And then we take our parents' dua. So now your parents are happy, you get married to that person, and then mashallah, the barakah comes, the blessing comes, all that. Go study our Muslim marriages 30, 40, 50 years ago. That if you had 5% divorce, then also it was too much. But when this ummah decided to mimic the Western lifestyle, now you see that amongst us also, the divorce rate is gone up to 30, 40, 50%. Because the Western system is the satanic system, and the Islamic system is the best system which Allah has made for us. So that is your answer, my sister.
Somebody says, Ustad, that a mother only has daughters. She's old and can't stay alone. Whose responsibility is it to look after her? The daughters or her mahrams, Ustad?
So you must remember that if one of the daughters can speak to their husband, then say, oh, hubby, see, my mother is old, and this is a golden opportunity for us to take all the du'as. And he agrees, so that is excellent. I did so with Allah's help. My mother-in-law was totally blind, and she, my wife, got 10 brothers. And remember, I told her, with due respect to all your babies and all your sister-in-laws, your brothers' wives, no one can make khidmat and serve your mother like how you as a daughter can do. And for me, I will be more than happy. So we went, we picked her up, and she stayed here. She passed away here also in 2001, and I moved here 2001, January. So after 6-8 months, then she passed away. So remember, so that is how every day she should make so much dua. So you, the daughters, if you can do that and convince your hubby, that will be your jannat for you. Remember, inshallah. If the husbands are all now a little bit this way, that way, zigzag, so then you, the daughters, then you'll try and get a mama, a lady, somebody that is responsible and good, then she can make khidmat of your mother, stay with your mother, and so forth. Otherwise, her brothers, so you must remember, they must pay for it and take care for her, take care of her, or her nephews, and so forth. So there are many options, but the best option, according to what Islam will say, that you, one of the daughters, take your mother, and you must take permission from your husband, and take all the dua kulutunahe. It's time she's 70, 80, 90 years old. How long she'll live still? So you have to mehman here, and then dil se when they make dua. So that is my advice to you.
Ustad, just one more question. This sister wants some advice. She says that regarding the airport issue, she says, my husband wants to take the law in his own hands. We might go to Cape Town tomorrow. So he says, if anything, they try to take off a scarf, he's going to hit them. Please stop him, Ustad.
Remember, we don't do foolish things like that, that everywhere in the airport and all that, there are cameras and there are security issues and that. You will just make things worse for the Muslims. And then they will say Islam are terrorists and they're teaching terrorism. And we never ever promote violence. We say that within the law and legal framework, we can sort this thing out. So why are you so negative? Today, read 2 rakat salat after Zohar salat and make dua. Ya Allah, help us at all airports. Ya Allah, make our suffer with siha and afia and rifada. Protect us at all places, all time. Give our charity today, tomorrow. Like that a Muslim behaves. Not you become a madcap and say, no, I'll donor him and I'll do this and this. So what good is there? They won't even allow you in a plane then. So both of you won't be able to go. So there's foolishness and recklessness. You must remember this. So Muslim must be responsible and not go and make more. Quran, the hadith of Nabi alayhi salam in Tirmidhi ibn Majah, la yambaghi lil mu'mini ayyuzilla nafsa. It's not permissible for a Muslim to go and disgrace himself. And that is what you are suggesting. So not permissible. That's what you are saying. Wonderful lineup. Make dua for us on this Wednesday. Make dua for all of us and the Ummah and Muslimah. Ameen. Barakallahu feek. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That was our beloved, honorable, respected Fadilatul Ustad Hazrat Mulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafidhahullah.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.